Amen.
Amen. Peace of Christ be with you, Hope College. Hey, we've got some guests that are looking to come here, and we want to welcome you, Hope College. We also have some alumni back on campus. We want to welcome you as well. And friends, I want to welcome you to the final chapel of the spring of 2018. Freshmen, raise your hand. You are now sophomores. Sophomores, raise your hands. You are no longer wise fools. Juniors, raise your hands. You now take the mantle of the leadership. Seniors, raise your hands. Yes. Oh, my seniors. Seniors don't miss Sunday night. Nor freshmen, sophomores, or juniors. Don't miss Sunday night, the Rope of Hope, where we gather in here one last time. One last time to sing and to come to the table and to hear the word that we love and just to be together in this place. It's special to be together. And these important moments of life can just kind of pass you by without noticing it. But today, I just want to encourage you to notice. Pay attention to the people that you're around. In thinking about what to say on the last chapel, I thought I would read a letter from my friend Karis from Despondent University. For those of you who don't know, I have a friend who I went to grad school with at St. Andrews in Scotland named Karis, and she's the dean of the chapel at Despondent University in upstate Washington in Whatmore County. And I got a letter from her this week that I thought might be applicable to read today. April 20th, 2018. Dear Trigvi, it's a Friday, late morning. I'm writing from my study at Revelation Memorial Chapel. I'm sipping black coffee, working on a sermon that I can't figure out for our final chapel. Arvo Part's Alina is playing in the background and putting me in a reflective repose as I watch my students from the window practicing what I call fake studies. Fake studies takes place outside, where young adult scholars and some soon-to-be alumni sit on blankets or hang in hammocks or lean against a tree in the grass with laptops and books cracked open and are pretending to be studying. Fake studies is the practice of prolonged procrastination enabled by people watching people who have not seen the sun in 5 months. Rather than studying, what they are really doing is saying, "Oh, who's that?" Fake studies, I'm convinced, is responsible for most of the ill-fated romances of the last week of school. By the time you've received this letter, Despondent, you will be in our finals. I don't know about you, but I'm ready. Ready. I'm ready for the wide open country of summer. I'm ready for a new set of rhythms. I'm ready to sit in the sun and read a thick book and feel warm. I'm ready for shorts. I'm ready for leafy trees and shade and green grass. Oh, my friend, I am ready. But if I'm honest, my anticipation of summer is also a cocktail with a dash of bitters. Maybe it's why I'm playing Arvo Part, as his music curates a wistful soul. Soon, Despondent, you will be packing up, students stuffing clothes into suitcases, and suitcases into cars that need oil changes. Soon appliances and couches and chairs will be jigsawed into the back of pickups and minivans. And as this happens, I tend to get a little sad. It's hard to see students leave, especially the seniors. I will miss seeing their faces in chapel. People like Andrew and Lauren and Lindsay and Anthony and Melissa and Sarah. This constellation of students will never be here again. And we will miss them. We truly will. Yesterday, I was talking with Caroline at Life's Hard Cafe, where the motto is, "Life's hard. Have a cup of coffee." We sat down to catch up, but also to say goodbye. Caroline is a senior who's on her way to grad school in physical therapy, and I asked her how she wanted to spend her final days on campus. And she said, "I want to spend as much time as I can with my friends before they all scatter, before we are all gone." That seems right to me. These friends we make in college, some are more like family by now, and it is right to want to spend as much time together as possible. One of the things I told Caroline is that if it hurts to say goodbye, then it means you did something right. I'm wistful to see them go, but that doesn't mean that I'm still not ready. I lay no claim to the prophetic gift, but I sense I'm not alone. My whole campus feels pent up. Anticipation is in the air. Our collective readiness may have something to do with the weather.
I don't know what it's been like in Michigan, but here in upstate Washington, we've had a grisly and protracted winter. Wearing a parka in April is not what the good Lord intended. This year, it felt like spring was a player to be named later. But now, in our final days, the cold snapped, and the cozy things like gloves, scarves, and hats have been put away in a little storage bin, and we can walk outside and it doesn't hurt, and the spring clothes are now on display, and our skin, for the first time in months, is exposed to the light. And so now everyone seems to have a little pep in the step, a little light in the eye, and we are quicker to smile and to laugh and to not find fault, because finally spring is here. I love the energy of late spring. I love the birds' morning song and the end-of-the-year activities. I love the early dawns and the last performances. I love the focus of preparing for the final finals, seeing students celebrate at honors convocations, and seeing a senior class dressed in the regalia for baccalaureate and commencement services. On a college campus, spring has a sense of completion that gives me a sense of joy that feels contagious. Maybe the spirit on campus is buoyed up because it's D-Day. D-Day is a campus tradition at Despondent U. This is a day set aside where the entire college is encouraged to enjoy a festive mood. Classes are canceled or skipped. Friends are hanging out and games are had. The highlight of D-Day is Capture the Squirrel. This is where the senior class all gathers in Viking Square and they have 1 hour to find and capture the mythic albino squirrel with their bare hands. Tradition has it that the one who captures the albino squirrel is said to be guaranteed a long life, a happy marriage, and the legacy of free tuition for future generations of their family. Yeah. But in the 162-year history of Despondent U, however, no one person has ever captured the mythic squirrel. But there's always today. It's a fun day. But I'm also praying that our spirit of fun doesn't turn sideways. Amidst the frolic and the ballyhoo, D-Day has some other traditions. Officially, D-Day stands for Despondent Day, but unofficially, it has become known as Drinking Days. Alcohol can be a good. It can make the heart glad. Jesus' first miracle was water to wine, after all. But alcohol can be abused, as well as other drugs. And when it is abused, people get hurt, often really hurt. I want my students to have fun today, but how do I tell them to be safe? And even more than safe, how do I encourage them to be wise? How do we call them to have the courage to make decisions not only for themselves, but for their friends and for their community? Sometimes it just takes one brave person to say no, to stop a terrible moment. I want to tell Jack, stand in the gap for your friend today. I want to tell Lisa, be wise. I want to tell my students, I want to shout it from high atop the thing. You are your brother's keeper. You are your sister's safety net. How do I do that without sounding shrill or judgmental? Maybe it's just telling them and knowing that leadership is about doing the right thing and not worrying about what others think. I'm praying that D-Day will be filled with joy and laughter, and I pray it will be filled with leaders who will encourage each other to do the right thing and to pursue a higher standard. Speaking of standards, as I said at the start of this letter, I've been trying to work on my final chapel. I got stuck, so I started writing you, hoping some insight might be stirred and quickened. I've been trying to think about what to say. It's difficult to know what the final message should be. What word do you want to leave your students with for a final chapel? Endings matter. A good ending can point us in the right direction. So, for inspiration, I went to the very end of the Bible. Do you know how the Bible ends? It's Revelation 22:21. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all the saints. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all the saints. Amen. I think this is it. This is the whole hope of the Bible summarized in one verse. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all the saints. Amen. This is what God wants to give us. And this is what I hope everyone, every student, staff, or faculty, administrator, or coach takes with them as they go. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the ending that opens life to a new beginning. It is a new beginning because to know the grace of Jesus Christ is to know and experience the very love of God. And this is real freedom. It is to know the forgiveness of all sins. This is the freedom from shame and regret. This is the freedom I want students to take with them into their real lived lives. Yes, go. Go into the world, but go with Jesus and his grace. To know the grace of Jesus Christ is to experience one's heart on fire. It is to be healed from all the bad theology, corrupted cultural scripts, and demented and demonic voices that say that you are not worthy. You are not good enough. You are not enough. The grace of Jesus Christ assures us that God says, "You are my beloved. You are beautiful. And you are enough. And I will never let you go. Not ever." The grace of Jesus Christ is God's eternal yes to all of our stubborn no's. I love Jesus. His grace poured out is what overwhelms the world and turns the most embittered cynic into a saint. Jesus' grace offered in freedom invites those who are lost to discover that in him they are now found. The grace of Jesus is water in the desert and an eternal feast for all who are hungry. It is the abundance for those who want more for their life. The grace of Jesus is the compass that God gives the saints to navigate this one wild and wonderful life. This compass of Jesus' grace is what I hope every student takes with them as they launch into the season of long light. And so as we end the year, my honest, heartfelt hope is that each on my campus will launch into the summer and their life knowing the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And maybe that's what I'll preach at the end, that in Christ they are saints, and as saints, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ will be with them wherever they go, now and forever. Maybe that would be an ending that opens up a new life beginning. I'm grateful for you, my friend, and I hope that you are well and living into the deep mystery and grace of God. Give Kristen my best and kiss the kids from Aunt Karis. That's all from Despondent You. Enjoy the final days of school. Keep loving your people, your place, and above all, the Word. Walk this world of many gifts and be grateful. Your friend, Karis. So I got this in the mail and I thought it was applicable to us, final day. And I thought, yeah, that's right. Revelation 22:21. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, your Savior, your Creator, the lover of your soul, may his grace be with you now and forever. Go into this day and have fun, but my friends, be wise. Remember what Kara says, you are each other's keepers. Brothers, look after each other. Sisters, look after each other. And go into this world filled with the wonder and love of God. Amen. We'll see you Sunday, the Rope of Hope. Go in peace.